Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, Mum. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and today this is the second episode in the Missional Motherhood series that I'm doing over here on the podcast. And today I'm talking about five ways to talk to your kids about Jesus. Now, of course, talking to our kids about Jesus might seem like a simple kind of thing in a way, but sometimes there are some contexts where it's more natural or better to do so just because of the setting that we're in. And I know that traditionally people would say that, for example, sharing a Bible story before bed is one of the ways that we can do so. And actually, this is one thing. But actually, there are so many other things that we can do as well. So I'm going to be sharing just a few today. This isn't an exhaustive list, of course. This is maybe things that we do more at home, and therefore that's why I have them here. But and some of these things also may be related to the children's ages. So if you have teenagers, for instance, it might be a little bit different. However, the first one I have here actually I think is good for any age. So the first one that I would say is around the table. So this is true if you have, especially if you have children who are over maybe two or three, so as soon as they can sit around the table, up to obviously teenagers, and even when they become young adults, these are still conversations that you can have with your children. So I believe that having conversations around the table is actually a key time to actually talk about gospel-related things, because it's around the table that we have fewer distractions, of course, because usually when we sit around the table, we have moments of conversation, so it's really good because we're looking at each other face-to-face and we don't have other distractions. And all we're doing is eating and talking, and so this is a really good time. So I would encourage you for you to make this a priority of sitting around the table, having these conversations about Jesus, about the gospel, about what it means to follow God. And it's also a good opportunity to relate faith to our everyday lives. So when we're around the table, maybe we'll talk about our problems, the issues we're having, like our children might tell us about things that are going on at school or something like that. And so it's actually a really good opportunity to bring faith into a conversation and talk about praying about things. And actually, we can pray around the table as well. And just talking through things and answering questions. And then obviously there are other things that we can do around the table. So as a family, for example, we usually, when we do our family meeting, that's what we call it, our family meeting, where my husband or I will share a Bible story and we ask the children questions at the end. Usually this actually happens around the table because, as I said, it's just a really good opportunity and we're generally less distracted with other things. And so this is a really good opportunity when we're having a meal together to share Bible stories, to pray, to talk about God, to relate faith to life as well. And obviously, if you have children who are really little, maybe you won't be able to do a very long story. You might just have a little picture book, like a Bible picture book, and just show that. Or you might just do like a little song or something. So this is something that you can adapt according to the ages. But as your children grow older, you'll be able to do deeper stories, more questions, and this kind of thing. So that's the first one. So talking about God around the table. And in this one, I think it's just really important to say again, And I would say this is that obviously it's good to have like maybe once a week where you do a very intentional kind of family meeting where maybe you do a specific story from the Bible or a passage from the Bible, but also try and make it a priority in your family to have as many dinners together as a family, as many as you can. So if you can every single day, that's ideal. But I don't know what your particular family circumstances are, but as many as you can, it's a good opportunity, as I was saying before, just to relate faith to life. So even if it's not like a structured story time or a Bible passage time, it's always a good opportunity around the table to talk about the things that are going on in our lives. And we all have problems or issues or things that are going on if we have older children at school, for example. Or just to talk about things from the Bible without it necessarily being a story. And doing this around the table and doing this really often is key to create this habit of being open about faith matters. And so I would really encourage you to do this as much as you can. Okay, so now number two is read Bible stories before bed. So I put Bible stories here because a lot of us relate very well to stories specifically. And yeah, stories capture our attention. So obviously, if your children are younger, it could be helpful to start more with the stories. And yes, for example, Jesus's parables or the life of Jesus on earth or some stories from the Old Testament as well. So if you make it more in the kind of story format, just so that it's more engaging for them when their concentration isn't as good. But yes, as I was saying, I think people really do connect very well to stories and they find them very engaging. So if you can share an actual story, this is really good. And a story before bedtime. And I say this because usually, well, in our family at least, this is the time of day where it's good for winding down. And so having like this little ritual or routine before bed of reading together, and as your children grow older, they'll probably read to themselves as well. But it's a good idea just to have certain books at home that you read together, you read out loud to your children, and you have this ritual so that together you're exploring a story together. And I have a few here at home. We have the Big Picture Story Bible, so this is good for certain ages. And then we have the Jesus Storybook Bible, so this is also a good storybook Bible. And then we also, as your children grow older, you can also use, for example, more of a paraphrase version that's easier for them to understand. So, for example, the New Living Translation is one. And yes, but obviously it's good to then to start reading to them from other versions that aren't paraphrased as well. So these are just a few ideas just to start off. And then the idea is that you're training them to understand more and more. So maybe start with a picture Bible and then maybe more of a paraphrase version and then like a general version that's easy to understand. So the New International Version, for example. And it also might be interesting with your children to look at some of the historical and geographical background or context of the Bible stories. So this not necessarily before they go to bed at night, although it could be as well, but there are some books that will explore those as well. So that's also a good idea. Okay, and now in number three, watch children's Bible series and films. So this is also a good idea for you to do with your children when they're younger. So for example, we have Veggie Tales. So Veggie Tales is quite good for younger children. But it is always important, I think, to explain some of the stories because they use a lot of kind of metaphorical images and things. So it's important that they know that it's not exactly as they're saying in the episode or in the series. And then as your children grow older as well, it could be useful for them to watch something like the Bible Project videos. And my children enjoy these, and they're good at explaining like the narrative and the context. And so this is a good thing for them to watch as well. And then when your children also enjoy films, for example, there are lots of films that have stories from the Bible. So we have, for example, The Star, which is the story of the first Christmas. There's Prince of Egypt. There's Joseph, King of Dreams, amongst others. So there are lots of films and series out there that we can look through, and maybe you can watch first just to make sure if it's age appropriate or if it's something that you're comfortable with. And yeah, just having these times together of watching these things together, this is really, really a good way to have these conversations with our children as well. And now number four, I have here, listen to children's praise music together. So I put children's praise music. Of course, it doesn't have to be just children's praise music, but when your children are younger, I think they connect better to this kind of music. So especially when it's actually children singing and children praising God, because they can also learn, actually children usually learn from other children. So yeah, there are lots of things that you can use here, lots of different albums and things that you can use just to help your children to praise God and to hear the words, the lyrics. This is really important as well. So when you're choosing the music, make sure that the lyrics are biblical, and yeah, and make sure that it's obviously music that's age appropriate for your children as well. Okay, and now number five, I have pray together. Now praying together is something that obviously when our children are really little, probably the way we're going to pray is going to be very simple. But I think that praying together, even when they're like toddlers, is something that's already good in helping them to have faith in God. So starting from when they're very little, and then obviously praying in longer ways and more complicated ways as they grow older. And when I say complicated, obviously I don't mean that they wouldn't understand it. I just mean the depth of our prayers and what we're asking for, and the length is going to be different, of course, as they grow older. But praying together is really important, and we do this every night before bed. And here I want to just highlight two things. One is being thankful in prayer, so thanking God for the good things we have, so that they can also have this attitude of gratitude towards everything that God gives us. And also worshiping God for who He is in prayer. And this is something that we can all grow in as well. Thanking God for being good, for being loving, for being faithful. So this is really important because we're teaching our children through prayer. And then the second aspect of praying together is praying for very specific things in our lives and things that we can share with our children as they grow older as well. So perhaps if we have, for example, a financial issue, as our children grow older, maybe when they're 8 or 9 or 10, this is something that we can actually share with them, not to scare them. And we might not give all the details, but we might say, Mummy and Daddy have this problem, or we need God to come through with us financially because of this or that. And it's just together as a family praying for something and just trusting that God will answer according to His will, according to His goodness. And this helps to feed our children's faith as well, because when they see that we're going to God with our problems, with the things that we actually need, with the things that are worrying us, it teaches them that they can do that as well for themselves. And also it's increasing their faith as they see God answering these prayers according to His will. And we know that God doesn't always answer the way we would always wish that He would, but that God always answers according to His goodness and His holiness, and that He will always give us the best. And so this is such an important thing to do with our children. So praying over the things that we have in our lives, just so that they can relate faith to life rather than just thinking of faith as something that's just for Sundays or just like these abstract kind of stories, things that happened with other people. We want them to really have a faith that relates to everyday life, to our problems, to our issues, to the things that we have that are good as well. So this is really important, this aspect of praying together and teaching our children to pray as well. And so we can actually actively ask them to pray before bed, for instance. That's a really good time to pray for the things that are worrying them, or the things that they're grateful for, the things that they want to worship God for as well. So this is really, really important. So this is the final one in the five that I wanted to share today. Okay, so that's it for today. Five ways to tell our children about Jesus. Five ways to talk to our children about Jesus. And I really wanted to ask you that if you love listening to this podcast and it's been a blessing to you, that you would share it with other mums that it would bless as well. And also, please feel free to send me an email just to let me know how this podcast has been helping you. And also, if you have any suggestions, comments, or topics that you would like me to cover in future series, then please let me know. And also, I'm not on social media at the moment, as you probably know, but I do have a Pinterest account for the blog and for the podcast. So if you have a Pinterest account, then make sure to subscribe to the blog and to the podcast, and also on YouTube. And yeah, that's it for today. I really enjoyed this episode, and I'll speak to you soon.